with some review of concepts. Then it goes so easy. Again, interesting, there's different types of what makes a daf hard. Sometimes a daf is hard merely because you didn't have a background in the concepts yet. So if we do a quick background on the concepts, then you'll see how much easier it is to do a daf like this. So Rabbi Yochanan's of the Shita that when it comes to a person who is lame by the Shalmei Chagiga on day one, he doesn't do a Tashlumin. Why? We argued because he'll say that since he was excused in the critical Chiyuv zone, there's no making up for anything. He was exempt. There's nothing to make up for. He never had a requirement to begin with. So that's one. The problem with that position is that it would seem to contradict another position that Rabbi Yochanan has when it comes to a Nazir. So let's review. A Nazir takes 30 days. If he becomes Tameh in the middle of it, he takes a break to become, to clean up his act, so to speak. He needs 7 days to become pure. When he becomes pure at the end of 7 days, so on the eighth day, he brings his korban. Now, here's the question. If he becomes Tameh on day four, so he was Tameh already. It didn't compound any problem. He was Tameh already. There's no compounding of korbanos. He's Tameh. The question is, what if he becomes Tameh again at the end of the seventh, but let's say on the eighth day in the morning before he brought the new korban? He would have to do another 7 days and then bring two korbanos. Why? Because he technically was already pure, even though he didn't do the korban yet. He had the chiyuv of the korban already, and therefore that's enough to create the possibility for him to get in trouble again. The question is, but what about the night at the end of the seventh, dipping into the eighth? What about that time frame? You're already tahor, but there's no responsibility yet to bring a korban until the morning. Rabbi Yochanan's of the position that if you became tamei at night, it's going to force you to compound your korbanos in 7 days from now. Wait, what does that show you? That shows you that even though you're exempt, because it's nighttime, you're exempt, Rabbi Yochanan believes in the possibility and the potential of chiyuv as a makeup date. That would seem to be the link, and therefore creating a contradiction for Rabbi Yochanan. So let's read that inside and see with that background that it reads so much easier. So we said, Amar Abzeira, Chigebriyam Rishmizwad Yorosheini Ikvin, that's the Nafkamina. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Tashlumin Derishon, Kevin de Lochazim Rishon, since he wasn't good enough to do the Shalmei Chagiga on day one, Lochazim, sorry, in the bottom of Tesamet Aleph. Right, Lochazi Basheni. Rav Oshia says 6 lines from the bottom. Tashlumin zelazeh. They're a makeup for each other, and therefore Afogav the Lochazi Barishon. He's good on the Sheni. We don't need Rav Oshia right now. Now, did Rav Yochanan really say this position? So Vahamar Chizkiah, but Chizkiah pointed out in the context of Nazir by Maseches Krisus that Nitma Biyom, maybe, right, maybe, Belaila Aina maybe. Chizkiah's position is that if a person became Tameh on day 8, when he was already Tahor, he brings a second Korban. But if he becomes Tameh Balaila, meaning the night before, on the night after the seventh, before the eighth day begins, he does not begin because there was no Chi of Korban yet. Rabbi Yochanan says, Af Laila Nami Mevi. And that would seem to contradict. That would seem to contradict because it shows you an example where Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though Be'etzem, you're exempt now, there is the possibility of making it up, and therefore one would be already responsible to bring a second korban. I would say it like this. The way to say it is Rashi always says things best. Even though it's not roi to korban now, yesh lo tashlumin. It has a makeup for what you did. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan's position was, the opposite when it came to the Shalmei Chagiga. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Shaini Tuma. This is a case of Tuma. Tuma is an outlier. How do I know that? De Yesh Lo Tashlumin. It has Tashlumin even according to Rabbi Yochanan because of Pesach Sheni. We know from the Torah that Tuma from the get-go was set up in such a way that there is Tashlumin from it. So Maskif L'Rapapa, Rapapa asked the following, Hani Chalamanta Amar Pesach Sheni Tashlumin Derishon. That makes sense if you hold that Pesach Sheni is a makeup of the first day. But a Lamanda Amar, that the Pesach Sheni is its own regel that applies to people who could not connect to the first one. Not as a makeup, but that's their holiday. That's their holiday. That's not a makeup day, it's their holiday. Then you have no proof that Tuma is an outlier. My Ika Lamemar. Ela Amar Rav Pap. So pause. So therefore, you now have a contradiction back again of Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say Tuma's an outlier and the proof is Nazir. Like, why do you need Korban Pesach? Why don't you just say that Nazir? Say that Nazir is an outlier. It's Tumah, and therefore it's unique in that even Rabbi Yochanan will agree it's Tashlumin. Right? How did we want to deflect the question? Rabbi Yochanan's contradicting himself. Does he allow Tashlumin? Does he not allow Tashlumin? We said no. Tumah is different. It's not a contradiction. Tumah is different by the Nazir case because we have an example by Korban Pesach. Why not say Tumah is different? It's different. And the example is Nazir. I don't know why they needed one more to show and illustrate. I guess precedent. Yeah. Continue. So the Gemara needs to solve the contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says no. Amar Papa Kasava Rav Yochanan Laila Eina Mechusar's Man. You know why Nazir is different? Because at night, he technically still could have brought, he could have brought the Korban at night. It's not like you're making up for an exemption at night, like by us, by the lame guy. Here, he really has a chiyuv of Korban at night. There are technicalities that stop him from bringing the Korban at night. Beis HaMikdash doesn't function at night. There's small technicalities. But Be'etzem, he is chiyuv at night. By the case of the lame guy, he's not Be'etzem chiyuv on that first day. He has no chiyuv. By this Korban of the Nazir, the chiyuv does already begin at night. Laila's not considered Mechusar's man. He could bring the Korban if the Beis HaMikdash typically function then. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar B'Yochan, B'Yochan really held. What? There's no chisaron of the night before. It's not a chisaron. He's mechuyev in the korban. We don't let it because laila me'akev mehevi. But a chigir b'yom rishon, there's no chovas re'ia on him. It doesn't exist upon him. Here, by the korban, he has a chiyev that night. Torah blocks him. You understand? That's how to say it. He's chayev, but Torah blocks him. By the chigir, he has no chiyev. There's no chiyev. Right, correct. Because night is eighth already, but you just don't bring a korban to night. So we say, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that? See, if we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's different because Laila is not Mechusar's man, so it's really not a Tashlumin situation. But that's problematic because does Rabbi Yochanan really hold Laila is not Mechusar's man? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakid. Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Ra Achas B'Laila V'Shtayim B'Yom. If one saw a emission of Ziva, right, at night, and then he saw two at day, maybe shtayim, right? You got to bring two korbanos. Okay, here's the case over here. If you saw one time a ziva, that is nothing. It's like a balkari, you go to the mikvah, you're fine, right? It's only when you see three within three consecutive days that you need seven clean days. You need seven straight clean days, shivanikiyam they're called, seven clean days. And then on the eighth day, you bring your korban. You bring your korban. Okay, you go to the mikvah on 7th, then 8th day, you bring your korban. The shaila is, what if he has a sighting of three times on the day he was going to bring his korban? Pashut, that since the chi of korban was already there, he was going to need to have to bring a second one, or he's going to have to start the count after bringing another korban, similar to Nazir. The question is, what if he saw at night? Right? Does it co-join to the stuff during the day? So the Gemara says the following. So Ra Achas B'Laila, if he saw one at night, where it's not the majority, but two during the day, he's going to have to Mevi Shtayim, bring two Korbanos. If he saw, right, two Korbanos. B'Laila, if he's a Shtayim B'Laila, sorry, Mevi, he's going to have to bring another Korban. Shtayim B'Laila, if he saw twice at night and one during the day, the majority was at night now beforehand, Eino Mevi. So now if you want to hold Rabbi Yochanan holds that night is not really Mechusar's Man, so who cares if the ratio is 2-1 at night or 1-2 at night? Afilu shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, he should have to bring another korban. So you see over here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the night is mechusar's man. It's not a chiyuv. There's not a chiyuv. No, Rabbi Yochanan just said a statement by Ziva, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, according to the one who holds that Laila mechusar's man. That was the context of his conversation. He was explaining it according to the other opinion. So ledivrei haomer, so pshita. No, but why do you need him to point that out? According to the one who says laila lemechusar's man, if you see the seeings at night, it's not going to work. So pshita shtayim b'yom ba'achas b'layla. So shtayim b'yom achas b'layla it's trichalei. Rather, it's not so pshita. Why? Because the chiddush is that even though you saw only two during the eighth day and one the night before, you're still chayav another korban. Even though there's just one, that one alone at night is the chiddush. That's the chiddush he wanted to teach you. Because I would have thought to say kat kafta de Rav Shisha bray de Rav Idi, that he's holding like the position of Rav Shisha bray de Rav Idi. Maybe he'll hold like that position who does not co-join any of the seeings the night before. Kamash Balan, we hold like Rav Yosef. If you see one on the night of the 7th going into 8th and two on the next day, then you are already going to be chayev in the additional korban. So you see over here, here's a precedent where Rabbi Yochanan does not holds that the night is not mechusar zman, and therefore that's why, since he holds night's not mechusar zman, we don't have a contradiction to nazir anymore, and therefore we understand how Rabbi Yochanan could have his position by chiger v'yam rishon, the lame, and it not contradict what he holds by the case of the nazir. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara now. Here you don't need any background for this case. Okay, so the Gemara says, Avar HaRegel, the Mishnah said, if the Yontif passes and you did not offer the Chagiga, you're not Chayev in the Achrayas. You can no longer bring it. Valzeh Nemar, for that we said, Me'uvas lo yachol litkon and chesron lo yachol lihimanos. A crooked thing can't be straightened and something lacking can't be counted. That's lihimanos. So Amr Le Bar Hehei Lehillel. Bar Hehei says back to Hillel. Right, he was a convert to Judaism. He was given the name Bar Hehei, both the son of Avram and Sarah, who had a hey added to their name. He's Bar Hehei. Okay, so hi lihimanos. This be counted lihimolus mi baile. It really should have been lihimolus. That which is lacking cannot be filled. Right, you rectify something lacking by filling it, not by counting it. Right. So what does it mean? Why does it use the word that which is crooked can't be, or lacking can't be counted? Lacking can't be, you can count things that are lacking. What does that mean? Say, Elezeh shemanu chaver ledvar mitzvah. Rather what it means, that which somebody counted somebody for the purpose of a mitzvah, who lo nimnei mehem, he's no longer going to be counted with them. Meaning someone you were going to rely on to be counted for the minyan, counted for this, counted for that. Now, based on what they've done, they can no longer be counted. Okay, that's what it means. Tanya nami hachi, it was learned similar brisa. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon, a crooked thing can't be straightened. That's one is mevatel kriya shma shel shachris, or kriya shma shel arvis, or kriya shma of the nighttime. That has to be said twice. O shebitel tefillah shel shachris, or you miss davening in the morning, or davening of the night. That's chesron lo yachol lihimonos. That's lacking and can't be counted. He can't be counted. He can't count the amount of shmas anymore. He can't count the amount of shmon esrays. He's missing in his count. But that's one we counted on you for a mitzvah, and now you cannot be counted for it. So the Brisa seems to sort of have two understandings that are really the same. One, that you can no longer count the amount of shmaz and shmona esrei, or number two, we counted on you for a mitzvah and we can no longer rely on you. Because that's not something that's lo yachol lihimanos. That's not a thing that cannot be made better. Yeah, a guy who does it on purpose, though, he cannot fix it. He's one. Yeah. Amar le bar hei lehil. Bar hei is back to Hillel. What does it mean when it says, this is another conversation, by the way, v'shaftim reisem ben tzadik l'rashim ben over l'kim asher lo avdo. You'll see the difference between a tzadik and a wicked person, one who serves Hashem and one who does not serve Hashem. That's a malachi. It seems to be repeating itself, right, between a righteous and a rasha, and one who serves God, one who doesn't. Isn't that redundant? So, hainu tzadik, hainu oved Elokim. Isn't the same thing? Rasha, hainu asher lo avdo. So, Amrle, Hillel answers bar hei hei. He says, avdo velo avado. One who serves Hashem, and one who does not serve Him. Tarveyu tzadike gemur. They're both tzadikim. What does that mean? One who serves God and one who does not serve Him. How's that possible? There's no comparison between one who does this 100 times to the one who learns something 101 times. We were talking about learning 400 times last night. Here's the 101. So meaning, even though they're both tzaddikim, they didn't serve Hashem the same way. By the way, the Marsha points out that the numbers are hinted to in the Pasuk. The initial letters of the word Oved Elokim La'asher have a total value of 101. Ayin, Aleph, and Lamed. While the initial letters of Lo Avado are Lamed and Ayin, which is 100. So 101 times pushes you past the limit of what you think you could not have done, and you go one more time, 101 times. Okay, let's stop there for today.